Four Democrats competing for Montana's western U.S. House seat met for their first public forum Tuesday. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports the candidates covered a wide range of topics, from housing costs to immigration policy.
Montana College Democrats hosted the forum in Bozeman, bringing together the candidates vying for their party's nomination. The winner will advance to the general election and likely face incumbent Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke. The first question up for debate was whether U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, should be abolished. Ryan Bussey, the former Democratic candidate for governor in 2024, says the federal government gives far too much money to ICE.
Don't tell me we can't have universal health care when we're funding ICE like that. So yes, I believe it needs to be taken down and remade.
Russell Cleveland, a Navy veteran and a small business owner, says the agency should cease to exist and the immigration debate should focus on systemic change.
That means cutting the red tape, improving the immigration process in terms of processing immigrants into this country while maintaining firm borders.
Candidates were also asked about rising rent costs amid growing corporate ownership of residential housing. Matt Raines, an Army veteran and rancher, says the federal government needs to make more grants and public loan programs available to individual local homebuyers.
I mean, you still have to protect freedom at the end of the day, and so you can't come in and restrict corporations, and like that goes down a slippery slope.
Sam Forstag, a smoke jumper and union leader, says corporate regulation is the best path forward.
The problem that is woven through almost all of the economic problems that we're all facing here, it is the corporatization and the commodification of these basic goods like a roof over our head.
Political analysts rate the Western Congressional District as more competitive for Democrats than other races this cycle. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.